This podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of the Dominican University of California. You are now listening to Walkie Talkie, the show where your avid hiker host reviews the best walks in the Bay Area. Now let's get moving.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, or good night. I don't really know when you're listening to this, but I do know why. Welcome to the 7th episode of Walkie Talkie. That sounded really depressing. No, the 7th episode of Walkie Talkie. Today we finally have a normal episode, or what is the original style of normal episode for this show. I know for the past like 3 or 4 weeks we've done something somewhat different every single week by showing you a certain area, or having a guest come on, or doing something a little bit farther away in Lake Tahoe. And those have all been really fun. Those have been some good shows. I think those have been some of my favorite shows to make. Honestly, last week's interview with Brandon Stuckey was very informative, and we got to learn about Colorado and some of his Arizona travels, and those were pretty sweet, and I learned a lot from him. He had a lot of wisdom to share with you guys, and I thought that was pretty cool. I wasn't expecting that. So, like I said, we're back to a normal style of show this week. And what does that exactly mean? That exactly means that we are just going to be covering one area, not as big as Point Reyes this time, but I still do like the style of keeping it to multiple trails, so we're going to still do that. It's going to be a generalization of a hiking area. But you'll know exactly what hiking area this is if you live anywhere even close to Marin County in any sort of way. This week we have what most people probably expected me to cover for my first episode, or the second, or the third, or the fourth, and I always wanted to cover this. I always knew I was going to cover this in the end. I just kind of wanted to stay away from doing it, because like I said in some of my earlier episodes, I want to show you guys some of the spots that aren't as well known and aren't as seen, and I think those are some of the spots that are better for beginners and better to start with. So I wanted to show you places like Kent Lake and Grizzly Peak and things like that before we moved to things like Mount Tam. Mount Tam and Pious is going to be the hiking area for this week's episode, and like I said, if you live anywhere within a 50-mile radius of Marin, you absolutely know where Mount Tam is and what Mount Tam is. Mount Tam, for anyone who doesn't know, is the tallest peak in the area around here. I believe in the Bay, but I'm not totally sure if it's taller than some of the hills in Oakland. It's definitely rivaling it, and it's definitely the highest on the west side of the Bay, not even close. Mount Tam is obviously probably the most popular hiking location in Marin County because of this reason. There are tons and tons of trails that litter all through these hills that are lined with the same kind of trees that you'll see around Kent Lake, those big muir wood. I don't believe they're pine trees. They're definitely not pine trees, but I don't know exactly how to describe them, but you know what kind of trees I'm talking about. If you live here in Marin, they're all over the place. You'll be able to see a ton of those, some covered in moss, some trees, or some rocks laying below them, and top-tier scenery around here. Easily top-tier scenery. You're not really going to get anywhere higher, obviously. The top of Mount Tam, you're pretty much able to see everything you could want to see. You could see all the way to San Francisco, the Oakland Bay Bridge, Golden Gate Bridge. It's all there. Obviously, you're not going to get your best view of those things from Mount Tam because it's farther up in Marin County and tucked away from some of the shorelines that you'd be able to get closer to, or even in one of our first locations, Point Bonita would be a much better place to be looking at the bay and the Bay Bridge and the Golden Gate Bridge, obviously. But that doesn't mean Mount Tam's bad, that just means Mount Tam's a different kind of view. And the different kind of view that Mount Tam is that it is, you're just floating, essentially. In the mornings, when the fog rolls in, you're floating above the clouds, essentially. It's the only piece of land in like an and just a sea of clouds. It looks like you're now not on a mountain, but on an island instead. And I think that is an it's so cool. There's not a lot of places you can do that. Grizzly Peak is another one that's pretty similar. You can try to do it there. It's a little bit rarer because of it's much farther away from the water, obviously, and the ocean. Fog doesn't roll in that far all the time like it does over Mount Tam, which is pretty much every single morning. Once the fog rolls away, though, you are just left with a view of, like I said, absolutely everything. I mean, you can just point down to your right. No, there's the ocean. Point down to your left. There's Oakland. Point down to right in front of you, and it's all of Marin and San Rafael and all of the beautiful little towns that we have tucked away right up past the Golden Gate Bridge. It's pretty unbeatable. It's pretty hard to find anything close to it or similar to it, especially because everything else around is much, much flatter. And you're probably wondering, well, what do you mean flatter? There's a ton of mountains around Marin County. We have a whole show talking about them. And you'd be right, I do have a whole show talking about absolutely everything that has to do with hiking around the Bay Area. And there are a ton of hills around the Bay Area. And I don't mean flat as in vertical. I mean flat as in stale. Marin County is very, very beautiful. But the problem with having everything be so beautiful is it'll get kind of stale and it'll get kind of repetitive. You know what you're going to see when you go to most hikes in the Marin County. You're going to see the same kind of trees, you're going to get the same kind of trails, and your views besides those trees and trails are mostly going to be of other trees and trails. With Mount Tam, it's different because you can see all the trees and trails, but that's just down to the left side. When you go to the right side, there's a whole city. When you go farther than that, there's more bridges. When you go farther than that, there's the ocean. It's not locked to all the same views because of where it is in being in Marin County. That was one of my favorite things about Point Bonita, is it would allow you to get out into nature and see everything that you'd need to see about an area like that, nature-wise and hiking-wise. It had trails, it was open, there's no buildings besides the old abandoned ones that are still there, and those kind of add to the theme that I'm talking about. Despite all that, you were still able to see the city and get a view of something like that if you wanted to. Obviously, you didn't have to. You could look to the other side and just see the ocean and the sunset, and honestly, that's my favorite side, but having that ability to see the city is not common. Not common at all, and I don't think there's many other places in Marin where you can do that. The other thing I really appreciate about the view is that it's almost always green all year round. And I know we live in California and seasons aren't really a thing that we have around here, but in Marin it's a little different. We do get a lot of leaves falling and a lot of color change happening. And that's a good thing for these little trees that we have, but some of the bigger ones don't be looking too good and looking too hot whenever that happens. The good news is, on Mount Tam, that doesn't really happen. You don't really see any of the trees change too much. Obviously, there's a little bit of shift just because of the dryness of the weather and the occasional rain obviously spurts it back up, but yeah, mostly green, I'd say, year-round. I don't think there's a bad time to go see Mount Tam, unless obviously you get caught in one of our random rainstorms that we've been having recently. Those have been pretty wild. This is the most popular hike in Marin, like I said. There isn't one more popular, I don't believe, off the top of my head. Point Reyes is probably pretty close up there, but it's still not even close to Mount Tam. Oh, no, the only one that's technically in Marin that would probably be more popular than this one would be the Golden Gate Lookout, but that's just because it's technically part of the city, and there's obviously going to be more people there. But when it comes to hiking in Marin, the real Marin, not the Marin that thinks they're in Marin because they don't want to be in San Francisco anymore, the real Marin, the best hike is obviously Mount Tam. It's the biggest mountain, it's the most popular peak, most famous peak, so it's going to be crowded. But most of the time on weekdays, if you go in the middle of the day or if you go at a time where you know that no one's really going to be there, sunrise is a great time to go see Mount Tam. Like I said, you'll see those clouds just rolling in below you and they'll fade away and you'll get the view right as you're about to leave. That was my favorite way to go about going on Mount Tam, but you can also definitely just go midday. Sunsets are definitely more of a crowded time, even during the weeks. But the mountain is big enough to where if you wanted to go down a little bit, escape the major crowd, and kind of explore off on your own, you could definitely do that. You just wouldn't be able to see all of the main viewpoints that everyone else is looking at, obviously, because it'll be covered in everybody else. Like I said, I didn't want to cover this place because of popularity, but I also didn't really want to cover it right away because of difficulty. There are some small, very short hikes here where you'll drive all the way to basically the top of the mountain, park, and walk 20 to 30 feet, maybe 50 yards at the most, to go see your viewpoint. And that's cool. I'm happy that they have that. It's very, very good. But there's only, like, maybe one or two of those. The rest of them are all pretty difficult hikes. Not to say they're impossible for anyone, like an intermediate hiker. You're not going to be thinking this is, you know, Grand Canyon, 12 miles, anything like that. It's going to be difficult for Marin standards. Which isn't crazy difficult, but isn't the best thing in the world. My favorite trail was the old railroad grade trailhead. And that one was a couple miles, I believe, 3-4, and didn't loop, which was a little strange. I was expecting most, if not every trail on this mountain to loop, just because it's a peak, and most peaks have looping trails, just because they'll go around. But the one that I went on just went straight up and straight down, and I enjoyed it. I really did enjoy it. It was not the easiest trail in the world. You could definitely bike it. Biking it would be great here in this case. Does suck that it doesn't loop. Obviously, that whole first stretch, you'd be walking up the trail with your bike, but the whole way down would be an unstopped just joyride, and I think that would be pretty sweet. Definitely intermediate level for biking as well. You're on a very tall mountain. There are some pretty big drop-offs. You need to be careful about that, obviously, or else, you know, bad things happen. We don't want that to happen. The other thing I would also say about biking right now is, like I said, these rainstorms have been pretty wild, and although it does dry up pretty quick, you can never be too certain about how stable the trails can be after things like this, especially on a mountain as big as Mount Tam. There's no way to investigate every single trail a day or even 2 days right after it happens. Some points it's almost completely impossible to get out to the trails, and so checking on them is impossible at points like that. And finally, when they do get the chance to check the trails, alerting people that the trails are unsafe also takes some time. So definitely wait a few days if you plan on going right after one of these rainstorms, because we want safety to be the number one priority here. And there are plenty of other places to bike around the Bay Area that wouldn't have been hit nearly as hard as Mount Tam was, that you could definitely hit up. So my overall experience for Mount Tam, is it the best hike in Marin County? I'm gonna say no. I don't think it is. I think Point Reyes has a lot more to offer, and a lot more unique stuff to offer. Point Reyes has a waterfall that goes into the ocean. There's only two of those on the west coast. Mount Tam is cool, and it's a really tall mountain, don't get me wrong. But if you're going to go somewhere like that, just go to Grizzly Peak. It's almost the same thing, and you can get the same view of the city and stuff. You lose out on some of that nature that I was talking about, but it's just, I mean, it's a tall hill, and so is Mount Tam. Mount Tam's a tall hill, and they can see the same things, almost, except for the ocean. But I guess the bay water technically counts as ocean, so it doesn't even have that. Grizzly Peak is the same, really, and Point Reyes has more unique one-of-one spots than Mount Tam ever will. Not saying Mount Tam's bad, that does sound like I'm dissing Mount Tam terribly. I do still think it's the number two hike in Marin, and definitely somewhere worth checking out over a lot of the places that I've covered so far, but Yeah, the difficulty is solid. The views are solid. Everything about it is really, really good. I just don't think it has that unique click factor that Point Reyes has all over it. Even Point Bonita has that a little bit, but I just don't like the hiking around Point Bonita. So that's why that's docked on points. But yeah, that's going to go ahead and wrap this episode up. I hope you guys enjoyed. I'm going to go ahead and give Mount Tam a 7 out of 10, because I believe I gave Point Reyes a 9. Well, actually, if I gave Point Reyes a 9, I'll give Mount Tam an 8 out of 10. I guess that's fair. And then Point Bonita will get a 7.
This podcast has been created by students in the Communication and Media Studies Department of the Dominican University of California and is intended for the private and non-commercial use of our audience. You can find this and other podcasts created by students at radio.dominican.edu. That's going to wrap up this week's episode of Walkie Talkie. I hope you all enjoyed it, learned something new about the trails that wind throughout the bay, and I hope to see you all out on the trails.